It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
First things first, White Lotus. Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Good?
I've seen...
Such a good show.
Right, two seasons, right? Is there only
yeah,
two?
Yeah, there's apparently four. The fourth is coming out.
They've already re-signed for a fourth. I was reading about it this morning.
Was there a third one that came out
third's
already?
Third's coming out?
Okay, because I was like, I haven't seen the third one yet.
I have heard so much about White Lotus.
Yeah.
And I watched episode one last night, and I was like, man, this is boring.
No, it gets better.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's weird, dude. It's a weird series, and
yes.
It's fine.
Okay.
But it keeps you cooked because you know certain things, but you also don't know other things, right?
So I liked the second season better than the
first. Yes,
a lot
of people said that, too.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I can't wait for the third one. When you said that they renewed for a fourth, I was like,
cool.
Wait, I missed the third season?
Yeah, they've already renewed it for a fourth.
Jennifer Coolidge, one of my
Stifler's
favorite.
Mom.
I got to meet her at a club downtown. She was so cool. Like, she was just the sweetest. Because everyone went up to her. It was like, bend and snap, right? Bend and snap.
Yes.
And she's like,
oh my goodness.
Stop.
I don't know anything about this show, and I think that's what kind of intrigued me about it. I just hear it wins so many awards, and all I've heard is everyone loves it.
Yeah.
My little surprise was when I first kicked it on and they'd start rolling the credits there at the beginning. I'm like, Sydney Sweeney's in this?
Very excited about that.
Now you've piqued my interest.
She is.
Naughty, naughty boy.
She's good in season two.
Is she? Oh, yeah.
She's good in season two.
I see the twinkle in your eye,
she's
buddy.
She's good, yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I made it through episode one last night. I'm like, hopefully it's one of these shows that's like, it's going to get better.
It's good.
Okay.
It's fine.
It'll keep you hooked. Once you really get into the meat and potatoes of it, you'll just be waiting
mostly
for that
potatoes,
next episode.
Huh, Josh,
yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. There's also some meat, but it's fine.
Okay.
I will say episode one. Yes.
Opening scene, isn't
opening,
it?
Like, yeah. Within the first 5 minutes, there's a dude. When you
naked
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
And
naked
I was
dude.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Well, huh. Yeah,
not one for the kids.
Okay, not one for the kids, but still enjoyable.
No, I was just like, they better even this out. Even out the nudity. Let's even it out.
Because nudity is so even in motion pictures.
Right.
My gosh.
You know, I will say I have noticed that now with a lot of series that I have watched that the male nudity has increased.
Skyrocketed.
Like, tenfold.
I'm
and
so
I,
for this.
I don't love it.
I
don't love
it. Don't
love. Yeah, but it's, I don't know, Katie.
Is like, anybody a fan of male nudity?
No, I think that it's been so long that it's just been women. You guys are just used to that. But hey, we're watching the movie too.
I know. So
do you want to see that?
Yeah, because we
don't
have
that.
Those.
You don't.
Yes,
men's
you do.
Butts.
Mm-mm. Yes, men's butts are
butts and stuff.
Yes, butts and stuff.
I would
yes.
say the booty shots are probably fine. Like I told you, I was watching that show called The Righteous Gemstones Max or whatever. John Goodman's in it. There's a ton of male nudity in that, and every time it came on, it was so unsettling. I'm like. Men are ugly.
Is it John Goodman's butt?
No, it's just you don't. I don't go around looking at naked men all the time. I mean, I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm not even happy with that. But, but like when you see it on the
None
TV, you're kind
of
just like, oh, what are you ladies seeing us?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a disaster.
Not good.
I don't know.
It is a disaster anyway.
I don't know what men you're looking at, but the ones I look at on TV
that don't
have their clothes on.
Simmer down,
yes.
Katie Cat. Simmer down. Well, all right. Well, I'm gonna continue with this because I'm in need of a new show.
I think
right
you'll
now,
like it.
So.
Yeah. I think you will.
I'll stick
I think
with
so
it.
Too.
The second thing going on here with me is we got a dude that works next door, and he's been a little weird to me this morning. Just not really talking to me too much, and kind of.
I
just...
wonder why. I mean,
I think he's mad at me.
What did you do? I don't really
know him a lot. Like, really well. I know him, but I don't know him really well, so I don't know if he's, like, a prank guy or if he's, like, easygoing.
I know him well.
Is he easygoing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
He's one of the most easygoing guys in this building.
So if you
upset
you
him...
pissed him off.
I felt like
this was fairly innocent because I'm a prankster. I like pulling pranks on people. And, like, to me, when a guy pulls a prank on another guy, that is, like, a sign of affection.
100%. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I really like you, so I'm going to pull a prank on you. You know, we can roll. We can be homies, as Katie says. Hey, homie. So yesterday, he came in early in the morning. It was just me and him here, and he put his backpack in the kitchen. He's like, I forgot something out in the car, and he ran out to his car. So his backpack is sitting there, so I open the silverware drawer in the kitchen where we just keep plastic utensils here, and it's like forks and spoons and knives, and I grabbed them all and put them in his backpack.
Just so all the cutlery.
All the plastic cutlery went into his backpack, and I mean, it was like, it was jangling. It was so much, you know? And then later on in the show yesterday, we got a message from him, didn't we, Josh?
He texted
like, what
you.
Is this? You know, who's done this?
The description of how much plasticware you put in his backpack was hilarious.
It was pretty
good.
It
sounds like you put a lot.
I put a lot
in there.
It was everything from the drawer. I put everything in his backpack.
It's like we're going
and
on
just,
all the picnics.
And I walked away, and I was like, oh he'll have fun trying to figure
knife?
Out who that is later. And it was funny to me how quickly he narrowed it down to me,
oh, yeah.
Well,
first of all.
There's only so many people in the building, first of
yeah.
all.
But anyway, he's like avoided me like the plague this morning. Like, I'm like, hey, good morning, as he walked in, and he just gave me one of those, like,
really?
Nod, like, hey.
That's fun. You crossed a line, sir.
I know, and he didn't really make eye contact with me, didn't talk to me.
Did you invade his privacy?
I saw him through the glass, because you can look through the glass at the other radio station, and I held up a plastic knife, and I knocked, and I pointed at it, and I pointed at him, like, is this yours? Is this yours? And he just kind of gave me a little smirk. So
Jeez,
I don't know.
Stop taunting him. Is a good way to go. Right?
Ticked him off, maybe.
I'm gonna talk with him.
You know it better than I do.
I'm gonna talk with him. I want to see what's going on.
I was that big of a jerk, but
no.
I love
and honestly,
that.
I think it was a pretty solid prank.
He might have been having a bad day yesterday, and you just you know
sent
straw
him over
that
the
broke
edge.
The camel's back. And he's like, man, on top of this, Jeremy put 5,000 forks in my backpack.
So I will say. I don't know if this is sanitary because I did open the drawer in the kitchen and everything is back in there. I don't know if that was a good idea on his part. Like, I kind of would have just put everything in the recycle because I don't know how dirty his backpack
is. But if everything is gone.
I know. Your tick's going to be very mad at you.
Our office manager is
going
to be like, what the
hell?
Where did they
all
go?
All the knives and forks and spoons go. Like, I just love that you upset the nicest guy in the building. Like,
I know. He really is.
He's
like,
the nicest guy
No one
here.
Will ever say anything bad about him.
No.
He is a good dude. What did you do? Jeremy?
I'm going to play a couple songs and I'll go over and hug him. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's probably what you
I'll
should
film
do
it.
Right now.
I was just talking a few seconds ago about how I pulled a prank on the dude next door. His name's Nelly on our sports station where I filled his entire backpack full of plastic silverware.
Jerk.
Jerk move, right?
Jerk
move. I thought I was being funny. I thought we were bros. I went and pulled Nelly in. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, man? Was it worth it? Wasting like 40 plastic knives, damaging the environment just for something you thought was funny?
So you didn't like it?
No, Jane Goodall. I care about the environment. And you're burning like 40 plastic knives that I can't use now because I took them home because I forgot they were in my backpack.
Oh, did you take them home?
I brought them back this morning.
Did
so
you
now
put
you
them
can
in the drawer?
Them. No, they're on the counter.
Oh.
So you can
good.
Do with them what you will.
Dude, I was just trying to have some fun with you, man.
Hey, we'll try better.
Yeah, he's not the guy to do that.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were like a lighthearted guy. Like, hey, this is going to be great.
I mean, I'm lighthearted when knives aren't involved.
I know. I think you broke him.
Knives like, Out? Is that your
Jeremy.
Favorite movie or something? Daniel Craig in the studio here this morning?
I'm just trying
morning?
To have a good time, man. I'm just trying to build friendships at this station.
Okay. I guess.
I am loving this.
I work for the sports station. That was a swing and a miss. I call it like I see it.
Oh, you're batting zero.
We're short on time. You better get back over there. Thanks
see
for popping
later,
in.
Guys. Yeah,
Nelly.
Thanks.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for zero friendship. Get out of here.
That's funny.
He's like
you
really
got
mad
told.
At me.
You got told, though. Like, you're going to learn
today. He
just
did the thing where he pointed to his eyes and pointed at me.
Yeah, well,
jeez.
You should know better by now.
That's your boy, Josh.
Jeez, man. What did I just miss? What was that?
He had anger in his eyes.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was pissed. He was mad.
It was intense.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.